In conclusion, if you make your passwords 8 characters or more in length, with at least one capital letter, one number, and one non-alphanumeric character, you will keep our company's and our customers' confidential information safe. Remember, we can't spell security without you. This concludes your self-guided security review. Your manager and information security have been notified of your compliance. You will be emailed a certification of password excellence, suitable for framing or pinning to your cubicle wall, as long as it remains in compliance with Human Resources Policy CUB-097. You may now exit this training session. Thank you. Hey there. Are you still listening? Oh, don't worry. I'm not listening to you like you possibly are to me. I'm long gone. This is my last day of doing voiceover work for my current company, so I decided to have some fun since they cheated me out of my bonus this quarter. Everyone closes out of these training things as soon as they know it's over. Their brain is fried, and they either need to pee, get some coffee, or just stretch their legs after sitting through a self-guided training session that long. It could be months or even years before this little Easter egg is discovered. Depending on who discovers it, it may even go unreported for a while. It could be very bad for my employer. Anyway, I don't need this job anymore. My side hustle was Sexy Audios, until it started making me more money than this stupid job. Now it's going to be my full-time gig for a while. Do you want a free sample? Unless it's taking people a really long time to find this, I'm pretty sure I'm still doing all kinds of naughty things on the internet. Just take the first letter of the beginning of every line of text way back on page 47 of the presentation and Google it. It's the name I do business under. It wasn't easy to arrange for that to be hidden in the presentation, but I have my ways. Don't Google it now, though. Not until you have your free sample. I'm sitting in a little recording room they have here at the company. There's an entire row of them. They're not much more than closets with a computer, microphone, and chair. But they are soundproof. At least they seem to be. I think I'll put that to the test, though. I'm wearing a very short skirt, which is a dress code violation at my company, and probably yours. But no one said anything today, because if they sent me home to change, I'd never come back. And they needed this password security thing recorded today. They're probably going to have some security person escort me out as soon as I tell my boss I'm done with this recording anyway. Which is fine by me. I'll just treat myself to lunch with a couple of margaritas, instead of risking the cafeteria, or the vending machine we affectionately call the Wheel of Death. But I digress. You don't want to hear about all that. You want to hear about how I've just slid my silk panties down so that they're just dangling around one ankle. Then I lift up and brace this leg against the wall. My heel might leave a permanent dent in the fabric. Speaking of which, these shoes are most definitely against our company policy, too. Pretty much this entire outfit is. Something about distracting my male co-workers. Speaking of the male or female gaze, or however you identify, I really wish you could see this as I slowly start rubbing my clitoris. I'll have to settle for you listening to the effect it has on me, or who knows what sounds the microphone might pick up. This is honestly so exciting. So liberating. Obviously, I'm breaking all kinds of corporate policies now, which just makes this even more perfect. There's not really much they can do about it. They can't fire me. I gave them my notice 2 weeks ago, which is far more than they deserved. Now, At most, it's a few hours of distracting my coworkers with conversation, or cleavage, or whatever, to really screw with company productivity today. At best, I get out of here by lunchtime and take an Uber home 2 hours and probably twice that many margaritas later.
I'm getting really wet now, just so you know.
Wet enough where I probably should have put something down on this chair to sit on. It's a new chair, too, with that new chair smell. It even has a tag on it. They can afford new chairs for this entire section, but no bonuses? Fuck that. I guess we'll see how stain-resistant their precious chair is. I've become good at getting turned on fast. Before I started doing all these erotic audios, it would take me a while to get this worked up. Too long for most guys. But I got myself through it by thinking about all the naughty fun I would have after. And that helped keep me excited. Then, as soon as the audio I was obligated to make was complete, I realized I really was going to get myself off at work and record it for a potential audience of thousands or more. Oh, I don't expect too many people to listen. I've had to take enough of these things where I don't listen a second longer than I have to. But my company has lots of clients. Big ones. Small ones. I don't know what kind of company you work at, but if you're sitting in a cubicle right now, it probably sucks really bad. But I suck really well. Maybe that interests you. If you have a penis and enjoy blowjobs, and girls without gag reflexes, and a bottomless appetite for something other than margaritas. I do enjoy eating pussy too, though, just so no one feels left out. I've always felt sad that I'm not flexible enough to try to eat my own, because I'm pretty sure that would be awesome. But I can touch myself. And I'm really good with my hands, whether they be touching my pussy, or someone else's pussy, or a cock. Oh, the things I could show you if you were in this little booth with me right now. I could show you my pussy, of course, and what I'm doing with it. Or I could use my other hand to play with you. Or my mouth. Honestly, I like to switch things up there and do a little bit of both. We could do all kinds of fun things together in this little room. Or I could walk you through so many more if you come looking for me online. Oh, fuck. The things we could be doing right now, and the things I actually am doing right now, they're making me so turned on. And what makes it even hotter is thinking of you, sitting at your desk with a cheap set of company-issued headphones on, listening to this audio, and hopefully getting so hard, or so wet, to the point of being afraid to leave your chair. Maybe you're touching yourself discreetly under your desk, or rubbing up against something. Something you were wishing was me. I'd like to help you come, if you don't mind the risk to yourself. You don't have to, of course, and I'll never know unless you visit my site and tell me. You don't have the benefit of this being your last day, or being in a soundproof room. So maybe that makes it even hotter for you. Oh, God. I'm gonna come soon, and the way I'm positioned here, I'm likely to squirt all over the wall. Let them figure out that mystery stain.
Maybe some future corporate drone will see it and think it looks like a bunny or something. My comp stain will likely outlast this company. Oh, God. I'm not going to last much longer, though. Not after the things I've done or the thoughts I've had. I'm going to come hard and loud and wetly and quite possibly test if the company skimped on soundproofing like they did on most things. But I don't care. I want to come. I need it. And I want to make you come too, whoever you are. Just let go if you want to. Pause this thing if you need to. But whatever you do, don't exit out. The software won't let you open the training once you've exited out of a completed course. If you're still there, though, or if you've just come back, let's come now. Or you can just listen, if that's your thing. I don't mind putting on a show, being it visual or audibly. I'd like to be watched just as much as I'd like to watch. Get ready. I'm so close. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Wow. It does kind of look like a bunny. Well, I need to go, babe. Even on my last day, I'm taking suspiciously long with this recording. I still have people to say goodbye to, and probably an exit interview I'll sit through in soaked panties. But don't forget, page 47, first character of each line. Google it. I'm worth the search, and a small monthly fee. Or you can spend more on me if you want a commission, or even sexier audios. And of course, don't tell anyone. Let this be our secret, and your personal act of rebellion against the corporate world. I kind of like the idea of this secret bit of audio lasting for years and years and only discovered by a select few who enjoy their time with my voice. And then perhaps come looking for more. So goodbye. And do try to enjoy the rest of your shift. But be sure to find me so you can enjoy something even more fun.